Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. I see a lot of our past Project Drew participants. Thank you so much for supporting our warriors today. And we also have one future participant, so he can see what's going on. So thank you. So this is a small but mighty group. How many are veterans? So thank you all for your service. I also want to introduce you to Ed Miller in the back. He started a foundation for his son. It's the Eddie Miller Memorial Foundation, and he gives us, starting before COVID, he's given us money for Project Drew every year. So, Ed, you want to say, just tell what the Memorial Fund is for?
Sure, thank you, Marilyn. Hi, my name is Ed Miller, and unfortunately, like so many of you, you have lost someone to suicide. My son, Eddie, passed away from suicide on July 24th, 2014. He was 28 years old. Good kid, smart, good job, a little bit, you know, everything, life of the party, friends out the, you could hardly even imagine. He suffered from mental health issues, depression and anxiety. And that's what killed Eddie. That's what killed Eddie was mental health issues. And out of that, his friends came to my wife and I the day after he had passed away, and they wanted to create a foundation in memory of Eddie to raise awareness about mental health issues and suicide prevention. And we looked at them, we said, that's great, you know, this is the day after he passed away, and I told him, let's just not do it this year, all right? So we created this golf outing that we have every year, the first weekend in August at Mallard Creek. We get 300 golfers to the outing. We've been getting 300 golfers for 7 of the 8 years, volunteers as well, and we raise money for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And we've got a few partners, and one of them is Project Drew, through Maryland here. One of the boys are young men now, on the board, knew of Drew when he passed away, found out about that, because we had been looking for a local group where we knew the funding would go to good use, all right? And local people, and veterans especially, would be able to, you know, come here and write their songs, play the music, and we're very fortunate, we're so thankful, Marilyn, for what you're doing, that we're able to help out with this as well. So I'm looking forward to this, thank you, Marilyn, so much.
Thank you, Ed, thanks. So, delivering restorative energy to our warriors, that's what we're about here this weekend, and it's named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson. This weekend was a little different because these guys came from all over the country. So, I really thank you for taking your time, your weekend, to spend with us, and it's always an honor and a privilege to hear and share your stories. And those are things that you need to tell your stories. We need to hear them so that we can try to understand and share your history. And then your songs become a lasting tribute to your service and your place in history. We're very proud of our songwriters because they are amazing. They're filled with compassion and insight, and they write a song in 24 hours. So you'll see the magic that happens. And it's because of them that this program works. So the veteran and the songwriter connect, and the stories are transmitted heart to heart. So I'm going to now introduce you to Brian Ferguson, who is Drew's brother, and he we'll see what he talks about. I'm not sure.
So I wasn't going to say anything today, and then Marilyn Mike convinced me I should. But I think maybe what I'll do just to set, and I love that this is a smaller, more intimate crowd. And I'll come back maybe to why I think today is a little more special. But first to the guys that flew in, this is, it's really for me profound as Drew's brother to see this, you know, what started at the end when we sing Drew's song. It's wild to think of who he was as a musician and artist, but ultimately someone who served in special operations and deeply loved. At the end of the day, I think Drew was just about the connections of life and brotherhood and sisterhood and family and friends. And that song, I Know a Place, is a perfect embodiment of it. But I think to have, you know, six guys really take a bit of a risk, not knowing what they're getting into, all to fly in, all of whom have our building lives, have families, or something going on that you know, is requiring, whether, you know, firefighters running businesses, it's really special to think now that they'll come here, that people are, you know, are willing to invest in that way. And it's deeply gratifying for me as Drew's brother, but I think as a veteran, it's a testament to Marilyn and Mike and the vision of this program and how it's slowly gaining steam as it started local. And we now have veterans like my Uncle Pete, you know, from World War II in Vietnam all the way up to today. I think for those of you who, I think everyone's been here before, but what I think that I find profound is the thing I'm convinced of now when I see my friends and veterans who are able to thrive in the next season of life, it is in some way honoring, and I don't even want to say bringing peace, but honoring service and telling that story and making sure that people understand it, and frankly, that we understand it for ourselves. I think being able to honor that, and that's a life, that's in some ways lifelong work, but this program is a way to start that or to bring it to life in I think a way that surprises people. I went through it myself. But what's especially profound is that when people come here and you know, we were just riding over in the car and seeing the guys in the back just kind of having fun, hanging out, it's sort of a way to replicate what I think a lot of us miss and going to the baseball game last night. And so seeing the program start to become not just about the local community, but bringing people in to have an experience is exciting. And I met Fran. Yesterday was the first time we met in person, classic sort of COVID story. We met a year and a half ago through a mutual friend. And Fran is you know, one of these veterans. All these guys were Green Berets and served profound stories. And Fran is someone who's dedicated part of his life to telling stories through the prism of leadership, through the prism of what can we learn from the last 20 years of combat, and frankly, the vets who've come before then. But we're at this moment in the world where we have all of these people who are now ready, you know, in one way or another, who served since 9/11 that want to tell their stories, again, for themselves and for their families. And Fran does this in his work in a podcast called the Jedburgh Podcast. So we've got some cameras going, and we're gonna record afterwards. But this is the first time where Project Drew is not just about the vision Marilyn had here in Cleveland, but it's now telling a national story and attracting more and more people to come here and tell their own stories. And I honestly cannot be more gratified as Drew's brother to think about that and what it's doing for people. So I always, you know, I say this every time, yeah, to this round of applause. But one more time to you guys, and especially you, Fran, for, you know, taking a bit of a leap of faith. And I hope this can continue to make the program tailored more and more to people like you who want to come in and spend a weekend together. But I'm going to turn it over to the other visionary here with Marilyn, my cousin Mike.
Wow, great opening. So I got to think about what else I can add to that. Let me start with just to echo Brian's comments and say thank you to the guys that joined us this weekend. Busy lives, travel, everything. I've gotten a lot out of this weekend meeting you all, and I thank you so much for joining us. If there's one thing that you take away, and I think hopefully there'll be many things you take away from the weekend, but if there's one, it's we hope that you'll help us connect to other vets. Yeah. You know, so my cousin Drew brought us together. As Brian said, we'll play his song at the end. His vision of a just kind of a perfect evening, bringing people together with music. And that's really what this is all about. We don't know what you've gone through. We don't know your story. But we hope that we can give you a vehicle here to tell your story. And we can listen. And we can be strong with you. And we can learn so much about ourselves by hearing your stories. So thanks again for that. And we'll come back and talk a little bit about the logo and other parts of Project Drew. And I'm excited to learn what happens with this podcast thing afterwards. So why don't we get started? The first songwriter up is Tim. He's joined us with many. I'm not sure. This is our 20th workshop, believe it or not. And Tim has done maybe 10, Tim. I'm not sure. But I hope you enjoy this song that he and Alejandro wrote.